7:15, KUGN News Talk 590. It's What's Up time. Can you give me a great big what's up?
What's up, Eugene?
What's up, Wednesday? Eugene Police Chief Skinner is here with us, and great to meet you.
Well, it's nice to be met. You know, it's been 8.5 months, and I'm still standing.
So we're
celebrating the small victories each day.
Has the time gone quickly?
It really has, just because there's so much work to get done. And so when you're engaged and you're doing so much and you're trying to build something here that can be meaningful, it goes by pretty fast, that's for sure.
So we'll get into the serious stuff here in just a second. I need to ask you, because I did some plotting here from Benton County, Hillsborough, and then to Richland, Washington. Here's the question.
All
ready?
Right.
Ready? Are you a beaver, husky, or duck?
But a beaver. Yeah, and I declared that.
Woo!
I declared that.
I saw what John did.
He threw the hat on at my swearing in. I declared that early in this process, so they had a chance to dump me early in this process if that was going to be a non-starter.
So happy 2019. Let's just touch up on some of the big things on your plate that you'd like to see at least tackled or working towards getting resolution.
Yeah, you know, we are really, really working hard at the police department. Recognizing that we're not meeting the needs of this community as well as we should. And it's not because we don't have people that are working their butts off trying to get it done every single day. I mean, we got men and women out there strapping on the Kevlar, going out there, putting themselves in harm's way every day to keep this community safe. There are just so many calls for service that are kind of those livability calls for service that we can't get to because of our staffing numbers. And people have heard about our staffing numbers, and they may be getting tired of hearing about this, but I have to keep coming back to, it's a supply and demand discussion, Dennis. And we've got just way too much demand and not enough supply. And so in 2019, we're going to really see what we can do to start moving the needle on that, see if we can get some more police officers, dispatchers, and professional staff on board, build this police department to serve this community of 167-ish thousand people. And that's just heads and beds. On any given day with our big employers, we're probably serving, between people that live here and visitors, we've got to be serving close to 180, 190, you know, a day.
Can we talk real quick about those with no beds and no pillows to put their heads, the homeless? And what do you tell your officers? And there's got to be a relationship to be built, but that takes time too.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. And we've done a pretty good job downtown with our downtown team and the way they approach some of the challenges that we see. You know, we try to get to know and understand everybody's story. Everybody's got a story. And that story can kind of inform us on kind of the path forward towards wellness or a better place for these folks. And so that's really key for us. Regardless of the situation, regardless of why we're called or how we get involved, dealing with people with a sense of dignity and respect is really important to us. And I think we can do that. I think we can do that during the tough stuff. We can do that during the easy stuff. That's one of those things that needs to happen. You and I talk, we're talking off air. You know, treating people with respect is not something you just drift in and out of. It's something that is part of the culture, and we're really working hard on that. But, you know, we've got so many of those that are unhoused, and we really need to, and the city is actually really working hard right now to identify shelter space, low barrier shelter space. I need a place when a police officer says, you can't sleep here, to be able to say, you can't sleep here, but here's where you can go. The piece that I don't have is the here's where you can go piece, and that's what we're working on.
You were at last night's hate crime listening session. What was your takeaway?
Yeah, 3 hours worth of storytelling, which is, I think, important for people. My takeaway was it was an important time for people to be able to come and just be able to kind of purge their soul of what I found to be, quite frankly, a lot of generational trauma, a lot of stories from childhood, a lot of stories from growing up, people of color talking about the way they've been treated or looked at, or and we all come with our biases, both implicit, explicit, and implicit, and we need to be aware of those as we deal with other people, for sure, and check in with yourself from time to time to see what's going on. I think the piece for me is it's kind of a good news, bad news piece. The bad news is we have bias related incidents here, both criminal and just incidents that are non criminal, but there's bias related incidents and hate crimes that occur here in the city of Eugene. The good news is, though, is I think Eugene is the most robust reporting agency probably in the state of Oregon. And we're not afraid of that. There's so many people and so many agencies that are afraid to report those bias crimes because they're afraid of what it says about their community. And here in Eugene, I think we just need to embrace it. It is what it is. Let's call it what it is, and then let's work on it. And I think that's kind of where we're at. And so I think there, it's kind of a good news, bad news story from last night.
I hate to say that our time is up, but I hope that you'll come back because there's a lot more I want to talk about, like how proud you are of what you do and of the people that you've surrounded yourself with. A chief is only as good as those surrounding.
Yeah, and it's a work in progress, but we're getting better every single day. So I'd love to come back and talk about that.
I'd love to have that. Also, one last question. Mm-hmm. How's your golf game?
I'm about a 12.5 handicap. Yeah.
For nine holes?
No, that's for 18. don't start with me right now. So, you know, I'll tell you my last round of golf, I shot 81 at Bandon Dunes is my last round of golf.
Seriously?
So, yep, I'm telling you. Every once in a while, I can put it together.
I'm going to put you at the bottom of my call list. Hey, appreciate you coming in.
Of course.
Thank you. It's What's Up Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.